Joining me live in the studio this afternoon is MP of South Basildon East Thurrock, Stephen Metcalf. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Pleasure to have your company. Also joining me is Josh from the Radio Club. Josh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, there's a lot of good afternoons going on, isn't there? Okay, Josh, I believe you would like to open with a question for Stephen. Before you do so, I'd like to, perhaps Stephen's forgotten this, but we spoke last year before the general election. I know you're very busy at that point. It's the first time I ever went on radio. I sat where Josh is sitting on the late Yvonne Williams' show, and I posed you a couple of questions to start off the interview. So Josh is going to do exactly...
Who knows, it could be me in the presenting chair next year. Yeah.
Josh, take it away.
I have a kind of long-winded question to ask you, and it's more to do with politics in general. I know a lot of people that I speak with on a regular basis feel really disenfranchised with politics, especially in the current climate. Statistically, a lot of young people did not vote for the result in the EU referendum that they got. I don't know what opinion you had on the referendum, maybe that aside from that. And a lot of people also think that the government and the Tories in general aren't really the party for young people. What do you have to say to that? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of detail that lies behind that question. But right, okay, let's unpack it. So if we look at the EU referendum first, the vote that took place on the 23rd of June, seems like a lifetime ago now. So much changed since then. Actually, I think that while the number of young people who voted was lower than perhaps we would have liked, it certainly wasn't because they weren't aware of what was happening. And they, I think, fully understood the importance of the choice that was before them. So it is a puzzle at one level as to why they decided not to use their vote, why they were aware of the importance of the referendum, they were aware of the issues, they were aware of the consequences, and yet then didn't go out and vote. And that is a puzzle. And that's, I don't think, anything to do with party politics. Maybe that's more to do with that despite all the information that was out there, despite the importance of the vote, they still felt unable to make an informed decision. And I think that is disappointing. I mean, you may have a better idea of why the people, younger people decided not to vote, but it certainly was disappointing. But that said, we had the referendum. The turnout was higher than it normally is for a general election. The result was, while relatively tight, there was at least a good clear million vote margin between the Remain and the Leave camps, and certainly here in Basildon the result was 70%, almost 70% in favour of leaving, and over 70% in Thurrock, both areas which I represent. So I think most people locally were pleased with the overall outcome. Whatever your view individually, we now have to get on with the result. We are going to be leaving the European Union in its current form. The relationship between us and Europe will change. And that is something we now have to make work in our best interests. And I'm very confident that following the change of government and the change of direction under Theresa May's leadership, that we will be able to do that. We're going to make a success of this. And then the other part was more about why, or whether or not the Conservative Party is the party for young people, and I would say absolutely 100% it is. It is the party for those who aspire to making the most of the opportunities that they have, to maximise the most of their own individual potential. It is the Conservative Party that wants to provide opportunities for all. Now that said, it doesn't mean there are easy answers, and that's why sometimes it comes across that the Conservative Party is not the party for the young, because we have to make tough decisions, and nobody likes making tough decisions. We've come through a recession, a global recession, but we did particularly badly out of that. We were spending more than we were earning, and at some point, as everyone who runs their own home finances knows, you have to close that gap. And so over the last 6 years we have had to make some very difficult decisions, and not all of those will have been universally popular. But in principle, I believe the Conservative Party is the party for the young, it's the party for all, because it will provide opportunity for all, and that's why I'm a Conservative and that's why I support.
But you speak about opportunities, and yet what about tuition fees? In the coalition government, the cap was raised to £9,000, and I'm seeing reports that there are proposals to increase that cap again?
Well, we'll have to wait and see whether that cap is raised again. But in terms of tuition fees, and this is one of the things that we have to be aware of, is actually the number of people going to university has risen since the introduction or the increase in tuition fees, and the number of people from more disadvantaged backgrounds has also risen. What we've got to do is stop thinking about the fees in terms of as a debt, in the same way you might think about a mortgage, and think about it as an investment in yourself and your future. The changes that came in with the introduction of tuition fees, or the changes to tuition fees back in 2010, were that the threshold at which you start to pay your tuition fees back was raised from 15,000 up to 21,000. And the way I explain this to people is, if I were to say, I'll give you a job for £25,000 a year because of your university degree, would you pay me £30 a month for that? And most people go, yes. And that's exactly what you would start to pay back. If you were earning £25,000 in a degree qualified job, you would pay £30 a month towards your tuition fees. And after a length of time, that would be scrapped. After 30 years, if you hadn't been, if you'd worked in the voluntary sector, you'd worked below the 21,000 threshold, that debt will be thrown away, will be cast aside. It allows you to take time off work, to have family, to work abroad without having to pay those fees. It's only when you earn above the threshold do you start to pay back a contribution towards your tuition fees. And I think that's right and proper. And so it was a difficult decision, but in hindsight, I think it's a perfectly right thing to do.
Okay, so we will probably touch on the local implications of Brexit very shortly. But before we do so, for those who aren't aware, what has the local Conservative Party been up to?
Well, Conservative Party been up to? Well, we carry on doing what we do, which is to campaign to get Conservatives elected at every level. What we then do as politicians is different. It's not the Conservative Party that does things for us locally, it's we as individuals. And so local councillors who have been elected, and we took control in Thurrock, we formed an administration in Thurrock, they are sorting out some of the problems that they inherited. They've got a new campaign to clean it, to fix it, and to bin it, I think. They're basically tidying up the borough. Thurrock has always struggled, and the new administration is determined to clean up Thurrock and get it repaired and looking at its best. And locally here in Basildon, we continue to try and keep the council tax as low as we possibly can, because we always have to remember that there's no such thing as government money or council money. It's all our money. It's the money that we pay in taxes that is then spent on our behalf. And as elected representatives, we have to remember that and then spend that money as wisely as we can.
In the last general election back in 2015, in the South Basildon East Thurrock constituency, UKIP beat UKIP came second to the Conservative Party by not many votes. Now, seeing as this is rather close, how is the party planning to beat UKIP in the next general election?
Well, actually, my majority went up. It was nearly 6,000. It's now nearly 8,000. So, what we will continue to do, and what I always do, is rather than try and destroy other parties' policies and politics, is to actually talk about what I and we as the Conservative Party do and what we are about. And I am confident that if we continue to deliver value for money locally and nationally, if we continue to put the country on a sound footing, to reform our public services, and for me locally to be accessible and engaged in the what is important locally, come the next general election, I'm confident that we will hold the seat, and I will have the privilege of continuing to represent South Basildon and East Thurrock for another 5 years.
Why do you think people voted UKIP so highly in the last general election?
I think we have seen this as a growing trend over the years, that people were unhappy. They felt that their voices weren't being listened to. What's interesting is, if you look at the actual results here in Basildon, that my vote remained almost identical to 2010, and it was the fact that UKIP overtook Labour and took, in my view, huge amounts of votes from the Labour Party rather than from us and the Conservatives. And I think the reason for that was that the Labour Party here locally were not talking about the issues that were important to people. Things like Europe. We were, and the Conservatives saying we were going to have this referendum. I'm sure we're going to talk about that again. Labour were saying they opposed the referendum. We accept there is an issue around the levels of immigration into the UK. Labour doesn't. And I think those people who voted UKIP decided that they needed to send a strong message to, I would argue, to the Labour Party, saying, you're not listening to what we're saying. And we've seen that trend continuing around the country.
Is immigration necessarily a bad thing?
No, not in itself. It's the levels of immigration. It's the ability as a nation to cope. And the fact that at the moment, as a member of the European Union, there is absolutely no limit on the number of people who can come here from inside the EU. And I think people want to believe that they can control the amount of people that come into their country. It's not that immigration is good or bad. I mean, I think we benefit from it. It brings skills to the country that we need. It brings different views, different cultures that we can share, as long as we all share the same core values of decency and honesty and fair play. But it's about having a limit on the number of people. And that is, I think, what lay behind a lot of people locally voting to leave the EU in that recent referendum.
Speaking of the EU, of course, on 23rd of June this year, the British public voted to leave the European Union, and Basildon voted leave as a majority of 68.6%. Why? What will be the local implications of Brexit?
I think the local implications will be the same as they are nationally, which is we have entered a period of uncertainty. There is a degree of instability, but not as great as perhaps some people might have said it was going to be prior to the referendum. What we have to now do is look at the opportunities that leaving the EU presents. And there are opportunities. There are opportunities to create our own trade deals. There are opportunities to bring in our own regulations and not have to sign up to the same rules as 27 other member states. There is the opportunity to control the number of people who can come here and put demands on our public services. Again, it's back to that, it's about a limit. It's not about saying that people shouldn't come here. They should. We benefit from that, about getting that limit right. So the implications locally will be a period of instability, and then I think we will benefit from having voted to leave the EU, and we will have a very bright future ahead of us.
Now, very briefly, before we head to the traffic and travel, what are you making of the Labour leadership race?
Well, it's extraordinary, really, that Labour have got themselves into a position, and it's not really for me to comment on their woes, but I think most people would accept it is their woes, that they have entered into a period of arguing amongst themselves about what their purpose is. And under Jeremy Corbyn's leadership, they've swung off to the left. The parliamentary party, the Labour parliamentary party, don't seem to support that move, and consequently they are in the throes of a leadership contest. But whatever happens with that, whatever the outcome, whoever is the leader after this current leadership contest, bear in mind they only had one a year ago, as I said earlier, we as the Conservative Party will continue to attempt to govern for all and to maximise the opportunities both for the country and for individuals, regardless of what leader the Labour Party has. We believe that we have the right agenda to make the most of the opportunities that this country has.
Now, quickly, just in two words, if you had a vote in the Labour leadership race, of course you don't, but if you did have a vote, which one would you be voting for?
One of them. That's two words.
Three words. Thank you, Stephen Metcalf, for joining me for the first part of this interview today on Gateway 97.8. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be chatting to you a little bit later on.